Here, my dear boy, with all due respect to the subtle psychological analysis of our most wise Mullah Nasruddin, it should in justice be said that if these Russians have become such exemplary turkeys, once more the blame must be placed solely on the beings of the community of Germany. And the beings of Germany were guilty in this case because in inventing the famous aniline dyes, they overlooked one of the specific peculiarities of these colors. The point is that by means of these dyes, it is possible to change into any other color all natural colors except one, namely genuine natural black. And it is through this lack of foresight on the part of the German beings that the scandalous misfortune of the poor Russians came about. That is to say, owing to the fact that the feathers of the crows are dyed by nature, as it unexpectedly turned out, just a genuine black, then even with these aniline dyes, on account of their disgraceful imperfection, they can never be dyed any other color. And so these poor Russian crows cannot possibly become peacocks. And, worst of all, having ceased to be crows and not yet being peacocks, they willy-nilly turn into turkeys, which represent perfectly what has been formulated by our dear teacher as a half and a quarter plus three quarters. Well, thanks to the wise explanation that the esteemed Mullah Nasruddin gave me himself, I understood clearly for the first time why all the beings of that large community there, when they reach responsible age, possess such a sharply dual individuality.